From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Funerals begin for Pakistan fire victims. A woman wailing in Pakistan at the funeral of a loved one today. It was an announcement yesterday over a mosque's loudspeaker that an overturned tanker truck had sprung a leak that sent scores of villagers racing to the scene to gather spilled fuel. And then the wreck exploded, engulfing people in nearby vehicles. Officials say more than 150 men, women, and children were killed on Sunday. Authorities say more than 100 people were injured in the explosion outside the town of Bahawalpur, and many of them are in critical condition. Mohammed Rafiq is a villager mourning the death of a loved one. He says, "Our whole area is saddened, crying. No one celebrated Eid. We are mourning. Many families have lost their sons. Their bodies have been burnt. They can't be identified. What can we do? We are devastated." Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif cut short a trip abroad and was in Bahawalpur on Monday, where he consoled the families of the victims. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says it will be difficult for Qatar to meet some of the demands that Saudi Arabia and three of its allies are making, but urged that they negotiate an end to the standoff. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA the demands from Egypt, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia are not a good idea.
The purpose of the dialogue basically is cool it, take away some of those crazy demands because those demands cannot be met, and let's look at only those demands which are realistic, number one, and on which give and take or some sort of a rapprochement possible.
Four of Qatar's neighbors severed diplomatic links 2 weeks ago on grounds it was fomenting terrorism. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces have pushed deeper into the heart of Mosul in their fight to retake it from Islamic State militants. One Baghdad commander says 65% to 70% of Mosul's old city has been liberated. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in the U.S., where he has been meeting with business leaders, members of the Indian diaspora, and later on today, President Trump at the White House. Google's CEO Sundar Pichai was one of the business leaders with whom Modi met.
And I think the Prime Minister was looking for insights into how India can attract more foreign investment. And I think there were many good ideas discussed. But I think everyone is excited to invest more in India, and I'm excited at what we all can do together.
Today's meeting at the White House will be the first face-to-face discussion between the Indian Prime Minister and President Trump. In London, 60 high-rise buildings failed safety tests in the wake of the June 14th fire in a 24-story apartment building that killed nearly 80 residents. British officials are conducting tests on the external cladding of hundreds of high-rise buildings. Mayor Sadiq Khan says that there are more concerns than just the cladding.
I know there are seven councils who have given cladding to be tested, which have all failed. The issue isn't simply the cladding, it's the way it's been installed, and other issues, whether it's fire doors not closing properly, whether it's the structure not being properly built, other changes made. It can't be right in 2017. There are Londoners sleeping in what are ostensibly death traps. That's why it's crucial the government provides the support needed to make these tower blocks as safe as they can be.
Due to safety concerns, thousands of high-rise residents have been evacuated. Hopes are fading for dozens of people still missing following a deadly landslide in southwestern China, where 10 bodies have been recovered so far. Officials say 93 people remain missing after a huge landslide buried a mountain village in Sichuan province. Japanese auto parts manufacturer Takata said today that it has filed for bankruptcy protection. Takata has been overwhelmed with costs of lawsuits and recalls related to defective airbags linked to the deaths of 16 people and scores of injuries worldwide. Matthew Lindley is head of the International Programs Department at Nagoya University in Japan.
They employ quite a few people at their factories out in Kyushu, which is the southern part of Japan. I think at their factory out there, there's about 540 employees there. So it has a very important impact on the local economy there. And then, of course, Honda and Toyota are all clients of Takata. So they, in Toyota cars and Honda cars, they use Takata airbags. So this is very, very shocking, I think, for many Japanese.
The Tokyo Stock Exchange said it would take Takata stock off the list on Tuesday. Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.